Welcome back to another episode of Strength and Sanity, and we have a great interview for you guys coming up. My name's Millen.
I'm Ash.
And we have the goalkeeper from Lawrence Tech University, all the way from Michigan, sitting down with us for an interview today. I think we had a great recording session with Ian Giannis. Yeah. What do you think?
I mean, he's one of our close friends.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we saw him, and it was good catching up with him, you know?
Yeah, no, I thought we got to talk about a lot of great points, and it's always great having a friend on on the show. It just adds a little bit of familiarity with that.
And every athlete, we try to really get to know them. They have a different story, different lifestyle. And I feel like they bring a new perspective into the interview that we have with them. So I think it's good to catch up with them, get to know them, and see what kind of advice they can give us and how that can help us in our lifestyle too.
Yeah, no, it's been a while since we've actually seen Ian, I think. I think last time we saw him was Halloween.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, Halloween was when he came to visit us. So it was good catching up with him. I guess we kind of just jumped into it, but how are you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, school's up and running.
It's going.
You know, a lot of projects and a lot of assignments that we have. I mean, since me and Millen are both in the same kind of classes, so we know how tough it can be and how interesting it can get. So, but I think it's going so far decent.
Yeah.
What would you say?
I think it's going well. I know next week is going to be brutal. So I just have all my exams next week, apparently. I swear the teachers are colluding to make this happen. But yeah, next week is going to be rough. And we also have that journal club presentation we have to do for our capstone class. So that just adds a whole nother layer to it. But once we get through this week, I think we'll be in a better spot till finals.
I mean, that's more for you. I think
I
got an exam after that week.
I guess your 5:10 class, you guys have exams throughout the semester.
Yeah, I got an exam every week usually.
Yeah.
But that's fine. That's how it is usually.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to... It's how cool it's going to be for the next few years. But
yeah, I'm glad the weather's been getting warmer, though. At least it's more enjoyable to walk to class now.
It's decent, but today was so windy. I don't know. It's hard keeping a long hair and trying to walk in the streets.
I get that. Speaking of, I need to hit up Cora Cuts recently because my hair's just... You guys see all this? Like, it's literally just sticking out on the sides now. It's all bushy and shaggy.
If you want, I can cut it for you, but I think Justin Cora is pretty good at it. So.
Yeah, no, he's my guy, man. I've been going in for like 2 years now. But if you're in town in Madison, stop by Cora Cuts. I believe he's at Vantage Point. No, he's at, not Vantage Point, but where are those apartments? It's by where our old place was last year. I'm trying to think. I forget what the name of it. I think it's Orchard Apartments.
I think so. We'll find that out and we'll drop it in the comments. Yeah.
You guys comment down below if you're in Madison, you need a haircut place and you don't have a car, drop it down below and we'll direct you to Cora Cuts.
He's the best there is right now.
Yeah. But in addition to going to Cora Cuts, be sure to also use our comfort link, which we will include in the description of this video. Because let me remind you guys, at the end of season one, we'll be donating all of the funds to the charity of your guys' choice. Be sure to continue dropping that in the comments down below. And be sure to keep retweeting, sharing our posts, our videos, anything that we post and we put out. If you guys enjoy it, please be sure to rate it, subscribe, comment, do all that fun stuff, and keep helping us grow Strength and Sanity and keep bridging the community.
I totally agree.
Yeah. Now,
talking about Ian, it was a great interview, don't you think?
Yeah. No, I thought we hit a lot of great points, and I think you guys will really enjoy this one.
And I'm excited for this.
Yeah. No, I'm excited for you guys. We had a lot of fun making this with Ian.
Mm-hmm.
It really just felt like we were just going back and forth. And it was awesome. Yeah.
I felt like he gave so much insights that I think we can build upon. And I think it can really help us. And most athletes out there who is actually trying to be whether a potential new goalkeeper or they're trying to get into... and a student athlete type of school. So I think it's really good to understand and learn from him, and it'll really benefit from all of us, and even non-student athletes too. So
yeah. No, I think it was really cool to get another student athlete perspective. You guys should watch episode 3-2 where we sat down with Max Harden from Auburn and kind of just really compare, contrast, and there were so many takeaway messages that we had from from both conversations, but we're really excited to show you guys what we talked to Ian about.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah, and with that, we're ready to hop into the interview. So we'll catch you guys after this interview. So stay tuned, and we're ready to share our conversation with Ian Giannis. Welcome back, guys. We have another exciting interview here for you today. Sitting with us today, we have Ian Giannis, the goalkeeper from Lawrence Tech, all the way from Detroit, right? You're calling from Detroit today?
Oh, yeah. A little bit outside in Southfield, Michigan, but that's about 20 minutes from Detroit, so happy to be here.
No, thanks for hopping on. Hopefully the weather's a little bit better over there, but it's been kind of bad everywhere.
What's the temperature there?
Oh, too cold.
Can't be much worse than this.
About like 19 degrees Celsius. I don't know about that in Fahrenheit. It's
Canadian thing. He's international, but
no, I don't know. Plus what, 36 or something?
I don't know. It was about zero one here.
Yeah, today hasn't been great. So lots of snow.
I mean, it's like Michigan, and yeah, I say Michigan and Ohio is almost the kind of the same, though. I feel like.
I'd say so. I think Ohio's probably got it a little bit better.
Do you think so?
I think a little bit better. Yeah.
Yeah, I think
the lake doesn't help here. The lake doesn't help for snow.
I mean, you have been to Madison. You understand how this wind tunnel works and how cold it can get here, right?
Oh yeah, it gets freezing.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just glad it's one more semester and then hopefully somewhere warm, you know, get back in the beach clothes.
Yeah, no, but we'll kind of just kick it off right now and we'll hop right in. But I guess the people want to know, we want to know, as a collegiate athlete, what are some of the big kind of mental health challenges you face on your day-to-day, also short-term, long-term, but just kind of give us a little bit of a glimpse into your life.
Yeah, so, I mean, one of the benefits, so I'm going to start with some benefits of, like, with collegiate athletes. Like, what really has helped, like, mentally helped me is being able to connect with so many great people, being able to have access to a lot of great facilities here to keep myself in good health, good relationships with people. My coaches are always there to help. But some of the mental challenges that you face is when kind of you come to some of these schools that allow you to choose your major. So, like, L2U, one of the greatest things was they allowed me to do architecture and play soccer, whereas a lot of places that I looked at didn't really give me that chance. And they'd allow me to play soccer, but I had to choose another major that kind of fit within the schedules. And here, it was great that they allowed me to kind of play into that and kind of get an education and an athletic side. But one of the hardest parts about that is choosing a difficult major. Like, you have a very rigorous course schedule. You always have a lot going on. And kind of that flexibility that they give you also translates into some of that mental fatigue, where practice schedules are adjusted for your class times, but there is a cost of whether it's sleep. Sometimes your social events have to be cut short because of it. You're not always able to do what you want to do. But overall, some of the biggest challenges overall are on the social side as well as the academic side. And then the day-to-day is just making sure that you're not forgetting anything. You're always on time to things. That's just the biggest thing about being in sports, just being on time. Otherwise, you're taught from a young age there's a punishment. And even though there may not always be a punishment attached to it, you just have that tucked in your head. And
yeah, right.
Just generally the anxiety that comes along with any type of sport, yeah, where you're constantly having to push your body to the extremes, and it takes a toll on your body. Believe me, it comes at a cost.
But I'm sure it's all worth it, though. I mean, you know, you're rewarded for that, being punctual on time, and your coaches probably notices that too, how much hard work you put into your practice, and also being, you know, giving your school, giving you a chance for you to be more flexible with your education, and also being also part of the sports team too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you really see the benefits out of just coming to college and playing sports and be a collegiate athlete. I mean, right, you're in, I'd say, better shape than most of the people here, even if you're not the top of your sport or your team, you know, whether it's fitness or anything like that, you're still in pretty good shape, which you can't complain about too much. And then, you know, you get to go out there and have fun and play the sport that you love. I mean, the coaches see the hard work. And, you know, for example, there's some players on my team, like, they're not the best athletes, they're not the best players, they're not the most physical, but they try and give their heart out every day, and the coaches see that, and they get the call up to even, like, just practice on the first team, and It you see it in their eyes, it means the world to them, and that's just something that you can't take away from people in life.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it is tough being in like a, division like sports teams. You have to fight for your spot, right? And it's never easy to come to get that spot. So Ian, like, why don't you tell us like how your day-to-day usually look like?
Yeah, so I'll start with the fall. Fall is kind of a bit more of the basic with athletics being men's soccer. We play in the fall, so that's kind of our main time frame. But so like kind of starting on Mondays, you get up, you go off to class, kind of work your way out throughout the day for class, and then with my school allowing me to do architecture, one of those kind of gives and takes that I talked about earlier was the practices are from 9 to 11 p.m. And that can be prime homework time, but you just have to manage your time, manage that. But practices are from like 2 to 2.5 hours, depending on the day, depending on the weather,
Nice.
what we have the next day. So that's kind of my Monday. Very intense, kind of the personal side to my sports. I'm a goalie, so it's just a lot of intense training. Tuesday, so during season, we have Tuesday and Thursdays as weight room to kind of keep us kind of physically active and in shape. Getting our strength in while still not overworking us too much. And then kind of the day continues on with your classes, and then 9 to 11 every night. And then Wednesdays are typically one of the game days during the week. But if we don't, then it is that practice, but it's classes continuously. For me, I'll have about 2 to 3 classes a day. My Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, it's usually I think my longest class is around 4.5 hours.
Yeah.
It's a studio class, which is pretty intense, 6 credits, so that takes a lot of my time.
Credits.
And then Thursdays, it's back at it with weight training and then 9 to 11 training at night, with then class throughout the day. Friday, kind of that pregame warm up. So it's gonna be like 1.5 hours of just like going over the game footage, getting your body ready, kind of toning yourself down a little bit so that you can like raise to the top on Saturdays where we have a game. Saturdays, I'll usually wake up. I'm not a big breakfast guy, but I'll try to get in what I can, get some water throughout the day, and then kind of mentally prepare myself. I usually just watch some regular, like some soccer on TV, the Prem.
Right.
Gotta root for Chelsea on the TV, even though it's tough right now. But
I forget you're a Chelsea fan. I forget that.
They were doing so great in the beginning of the season, and then they just, I don't
doesn't put me in the best of mindsets now. That doesn't help the anxiety, but.
know. It's okay. I mean, as an Arsenal fan, we have ups and downs, and we're getting used to being in the second in the league, but you have to break that barrier one day.
So then Saturdays, it's kind of getting ready, getting a good luncheon, have a little snack before the game. Games are usually at like 7 o'clock, depending on who we play against, depending on their quality of grass, lighting, whatever it is. That all factors into with the drive. But we usually play teams that are around Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana. And that's kind of like the range that we play in for our conference. And then if we move on to nationals, it kind of expands out. But then Sundays are completely off. We have the day off, just rest, relax, recover. So my day will typically involve like kind of sleeping in, then spending my day working on homework, things I need to catch up on, getting prepared for the week. And then you start again. And then spring is a bit more laid back in a way, but also kind of the opposite for practices. So Mondays, it's Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. We have practice from 7 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. And then I have to drive. So like our indoor facility is about 20 minutes away. So gotta drive off to that. So we're waking up at about 5 a.m., leaving at 6 to beat the traffic, getting to practice, and then rushing back for class at 9:30. And then I work for a firm. An architecture firm, so then I will
Oh man.
do some work for them on my Tuesdays and Thursdays. But then Tuesdays, Thursdays, we have a weight room. So Tuesdays will be upper body, Thursdays will be lower body, and then I'll try to get some type of gym in when I can during the week. I mean, with the spring, I try to commit more towards athletic or academics, even like try to put a bit more just because I have that little bit more free time, try to get as many A's as possible, do what I can. So that's Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then Fridays is practice in the morning, then conditioning at 11. So we'll do some type of fitness, jumping, quick accelerational drills, kind of strengthening our legs, and then some kind of long distance endurance stuff, kind of at our gym, at our field house, kind of getting that all into. And then we'll have about three, four games within the spring just to get everybody minutes, get us ready, kind of figure out play styles.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's pretty much my fall and spring.
No, that was nice. I think we kind of touched on a little bit of everything. We touched on kind of the sleep, practice, game, architecture internship, question mark. Is it a full internship pretty much?
It
Or
is a full internship,
yeah.
yes.
Man. Congrats, man. Congrats.
Thank
Wow.
you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
No, that reminds me. I guess, do you guys have access to a sports psychologist? I know it's like an emerging role within like athletics. Is that kind of something you guys have access to on like a 24/7 or case by case basis?
Yeah, so thankfully our school is sponsored by Henry Ford Automotives and their health clinic. So Henry Ford has a health clinic that's attached to the
Okay.
Pistons, so we kind
Yeah.
of work with some of their trainers when we have like pretty bad injuries. We've got our own trainers here too that are they're great. They're very low, like laid back, but they do some great work. And then what we need, we have if we need therapy appointments, mental health counseling. I've personally utilized it, like especially for the last year. I've kind of laid back a little bit now just because I feel in a good state of mind. But every once in a while, I'll touch base. But we have through the Henry Ford Health Clinic, they provide us with great mental health therapists who are there. They'll set you up with a schedule every week, case by case. If you need it once a week, twice a week, they're there for you. If you need it once every 2 weeks, they're there just case by case, and they're great. Virtually, they're there. And then, I mean, if you really need to be in person, they can set you up an appointment at your convenience, at their convenience, kind of get you that middle ground based on your time, classes, your athletics, try to get you something to help you. And kind of you talked about kind of that idea of getting help too. And the coaches and the players here are just always, if there is an issue, you know, they give you a hard time for everything, but when it really comes down to it, everybody's here to help. You know, our coach, she emphasizes family values. So as much as like, you know, you hate your coach from now and again, you know, you can't stop loving him at heart though. And when it really comes down to it, you know, he makes you a part of the family, and you can't complain about that ever. So.
Wow, yeah, I mean, having that access to like, having a mental health physician, it's always, I think, necessary for a lot of student athletes and students in your campus too. I mean, I think even just meeting with them once a week, it's, I think, gives you a time to like relax and get to know the person and maybe tell if you have anything, even if you don't feel stressed. I feel like it is good to connect with them regularly just to, check up with them, and I just, just express
Definitely.
what you feel like. Yeah.
Yeah, and like that's completely right. And like it's just great help for you. I mean, for me especially, like they always emphasize that they're not just here for athletics. You can talk about them, you can talk to them about anything. Like for me, like personal stuff always comes into play within athletics. Like you can't get away from it. You step on the field, you know, as much as they emphasize don't carry things over, it's gonna be there. And having somebody to help you really on the side
Yeah.
Can be really a great thing to help you perform at a top level.
No, I totally agree. I know like a lot of student athletes have a strict diet and things. So how do you like maintain this, pressure of having this, maintaining a strict diet, also like the social aspects of the, college?
You know, it's very hard, especially when you're up pretty late doing homework, you're up pretty late working out, doing practices, you're up early in the morning. There's not a lot you can do sometimes, you know. You can have those times where you quick grab something
Right.
on DoorDash or whatever. Like you have those times, especially as a college athlete, you can't get away from that. And like as much as you can go shopping, all that, you know,
Right.
sometimes you just have to let yourself be a college student first.
Yeah.
And kind of to combat that, like those times where you do have those tough cheat days, you know, it's just really looking at, you know, staying away from sodium, staying away from your sugar is too much. You know, if you want something sweet, try to make yourself a smoothie instead of going and grabbing a bag of chocolate or fruit
Right.
snacks like that. Like when you go to the cafeteria, when you go out to eat, when you make yourself dinner, just make sure you're always kind of thinking about yourself first, like looking at the package, what it is. I know they don't tell you to calorie count, but instead of calorie counting, just look at what's in your food. Look at your sodiums, look at all that, and maybe like you want that that ground turkey, that ground beef, maybe look down, even though it might be a little bit more. If it's a couple cents more, grab it because it's just so much better for your body and you still get what you want to eat. And you just really have to look into what do you need right now, what do you not need right now, and it's all about kind of self-control.
No, exactly. I think eating healthy really is so huge. Like, I can't stress the importance of that enough. Oftentimes, like, I'm very much guilty. I literally used DoorDash last night to order a Papa John's pizza. I won't be the first to admit to
I
you,
was like, oh, open the fridge today, and I was like, where's this Papa
but
John's from, right?
it was me. It was me. But I think certainly, like, if there's a week where I have like multiple exams or something like that, I will definitely make it a priority to try and eat healthy, because I think just you just feel a lot better
Oh, yeah,
internally if you eat
definitely.
healthy. And I can't really describe what it is, but I know deep down somewhere, like, my body's thanking me too. Like, just staying hydrated, eating healthy, eating clean just helps so much with productivity. Is that something that you really notice within yourself as like a student athlete? I don't know if you guys have access to a nutritionist too, or like some kind of dieting plan, or what that's like, but have you noticed kind of those changes to when you eat really well versus when you eat not so well, like in game performance?
Yeah, so for us to kind of start with the nutrition and stuff like that, for us, we don't have access to one, but you know, the coach is gonna know if you've been eating pizza 7 days a week. Like, you're gonna see it, you're gonna feel it, you're not gonna perform your best. And when it comes to like playing, the one thing I found is eating too much can really impact your performance. Like, it makes you lethargic, makes you very low on energy. Can cause you to cramp up, all that. But also, like, one thing I really learned is that eating too little, and sometimes, like last semester, I would go from leaving my room at 9 a.m. and not getting back to my room until almost midnight from practice because I had classes all day and I'm sitting down and I forget to eat. And that's almost worse than not eating than eating too much, because at that point, like, we'll have to do fitness or something like that. You start to just be very low on your blood sugar, just very lightheaded, not drinking enough water. That's almost as bad as eating too much. And when it comes to really being in college, like, you can't forget that you are in college. Like, as much as they emphasize that and they want you to play like a pro athlete and act like a pro athlete, you have to remember, like, only 2% of players ever go to into professional athletics, and you need to take care of yourself before you push any agenda that athletics might have for you. And if that means, you know, it's 11 o'clock, you haven't eaten all day, you don't have anything in the fridge, and the only thing you can get is McDonald's, you know, if you're willing to spend that money, like, just grab something quick. Like, your body needs it, and if you haven't eaten all day, just grab some water, grab whatever you can find to eat to just fill your stomach, because it's not good to eat too little, because it's just as bad as eating too much.
That is true. I totally agree. My mom always says, like, if you don't eat at all, it's the same equivalent as eating like five McChickens from McDonald's. You know,
That's an interesting analogy. Five McChickens. If we were to calculate five McChickens worth.
I mean, hey, I'm also guilty. I do
Oh, man.
that too. It's so cheap, like, it's the best thing you can afford, especially when it's like 5 minutes away from our apartment.
It's all Regent Street. Ian knows. I mean, yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Regent Street is like this is our place. McDonald's is right there on the corner,
It's so
man. How?
dangerous. It's
I
so
hate to say it, but when I come to visit, that's the cheat weekends, and that's always just the cheat week. No, I
Nathan and you guys don't help. It really doesn't help when you guys are like, oh,
know.
McDonald's.
We definitely do not, do we? We definitely need to probably ask some nutritionists to help us with our own diet. Because the way we are going right now, it's really bad.
Trust,
But
2026 is our year. 2026,
we
what?
started off 20, I think 2025. I know it's 2024, freshman year. Oh, no,
No.
fall semester, really well by running outside, and we would work out regularly. But
It gets cold, man. It gets cold.
after 2 weeks, when school started picking up the pace, we completely
Did you
forgot
ever
about
order running shoes?
it. I did, yeah.
Okay.
I finally got one. So who knows? Maybe, when the next time you come back to Madison, I'll be in a better shape.
Yeah, he'll be chiseled next time you come.
Can't
Trust, trust.
wait, can't wait.
No, but you bring up a good point too, because I know sometimes me and Ash are usually out the door pretty early too in the morning. And I feel like this might be a bad habit now that I've developed, but sometimes I feel like eating almost gets in the way of like productivity. Like I'll be working on an assignment and I know I have more stuff to do. I'm like, to eat again now. Like I literally like sometimes I just won't even be hungry either due to stress or like due to so much work. And it kind of almost feels like it's getting in the way. And it leads me to think that I don't know if you guys have heard of this analogy, but there's like a triangle where you have social, academic, and sleep. And I would be tempted to put food in there and make it almost a square to where it's really hard to balance all of those things where you're eating, sleeping, performing academically, socializing. You can put exercising in there too. I mean, to really balance all of that is it's so hard in today's, age. And
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Especially like exercising and eating, like for getting to the gym, especially like when you're a student athlete, like you have your own personal goals that you want to meet. Like for me, I want to get to the gym as much as possible. Like I want to go out there, like work on what I want to work on, whether that's we worked on legs, I want to do upper body. We worked on upper body, but I didn't get enough out of their workout that they kind of give to us and they have us do. So I want to do a little bit more, but that's kind of one of the things where, they always stress that school does come first, and yes, it does, but the way I think about kind of going into food is they can go hand in hand. It's you, as long as you plan out your time, everything can be achieved. And for me, what I do is, I have those long nights where I'm working at homework. I sit down at my desk in my room and I'm working from 2 p.m. to 12 to 12 a.m. Like I'm working till midnight. And what I do is I plan out with my day. It's like, okay, I got lunch. I'm gonna go work, and then I'm gonna work till I have a deadline to meet the next day. I'm gonna work as hard as I can until 7 p.m. I have stuff in the fridge. It's ready there waiting for me to make. I'm gonna use the time that it takes to make my food as my break. From the moment that I start to that moment is when I'm gonna give my heart to what I'm doing, make sure I put in the best effort that I can for my work, and then I'm gonna put in the best effort I can for my body by making myself food and then taking that rest time. Because I think with athletics in school, one thing that people forget about the most is rest. And especially in academics, like with athletics, it comes naturally to want to rest and to remember to rest. But with academics, it's one thing that we forget, especially for me as an architecture major. Like, I love what I do and I get really invested, but there are times where I will sit down at my desk and I will work for 9 hours straight and forget to do anything besides work, even drink water, anything like that. Especially when the music comes on, it's a deadly combination,
It's vibes. It's straight vibes.
but they can definitely go hand in hand by just kind of creating that little bit like, okay, it's 2 o'clock. I'm gonna put my heart until 7. When 7 hits, I'm gonna force myself to get up, go make myself a meal, use that time to, listen to what you want, turn on YouTube for a half hour, use that time to really benefit yourself in that time. I'll turn on an informational podcast, I'll turn on the news, I'll turn on some environmental topics, stuff like that on YouTube, trying to get myself something that I enjoy listening to. I know it's not everybody's forte, but you can turn on sports, you can turn on a comedy show, whatever you need, but use that time as kind of combining both your entertainment and your food to really create that real rest and relaxation time, and then go back to your work and kind of treat yourself and reward yourself for your hard work.
I totally agree. Like, even for now, like, I want to ask you this. As a student athlete myself, I've dealt with a lot of injuries too. And I know you were talking about one time where you also had some setbacks due to injuries. So what can you explain how like your how did you know how do you go with the process of that?
Unfortunately, for 18 years of my life, I was great. Like, they said I was a tank, and then I hit 19, started injuring myself left and right. That's why I got another year for my master's where I am allowed to play athletics. But injuries have become a friend of mine, and it's been a very hard thing. I mean, the worst thing about injuries is just the toll that it takes on your mental health. I know you guys really have been stressing talking about mental health, so I'll connect it primarily to that. And that, I'll kind of use an example. Like 2 summers ago, I broke my foot running, and it was in the off time. Like didn't see it coming, and I thought it was over for me. Really, I was just stressed out, super super nervous, and all that. And it really took a toll on me, even after like my coaches saying it's okay, like we'll get you your red shirt, you can then use the money to from your scholarship to really kind of push for your master's, help you get that. And it was a benefit, but throughout that entire time, it's really just taking a toll on me. And that was even before I really started seeing a therapist or anything like that to kind of help me through it. And that was kind of the moment that, kind of going back to your therapy question, I really should have dove into that. And I did the next semester, but that's really a time that I should have. And just seeing everybody doing the sport that I love, kind of seeing myself, because it was my foot, kind of not being able to run, being able to move as much as I hate running. I missed it. I missed it during that time. I missed all the moments that I was able to go out and kind of keep myself in good shape. And the hardest thing was kind of seeing my body deteriorate back into the state that I kind of forced myself out of, gaining weight, becoming less athletic, becoming more lethargic. And when I was able to play, one of the setbacks too was I rushed back into it. I probably wasn't controlled as much as I could, as much as I could have. That was on me, as well as I will put a little bit on my coaching, as much as like I need to tell them when it is time for me to stop, when I've done too much. It's kind of that tracking me as well a little bit, but dove into that, did my hamstring, did my other hamstring, did my ankle just from that stuff because I wasn't ready. I thought I could do what I was able to do before I got injured.
Right.
But just use my friends to help me, and then came back strong. This year, unfortunately, did my shoulder in, and kind of working through that. I'm finally back to full conditioning for that. But I did have my therapist to help me with that. I had my excellent trainers here to help me with that. My friends were great. My coaches were great because they allowed me the time that I needed, and now I've gotten that time. And for my foot, I was able to learn to take my time and really monitor how I am, knowing when it's time to stop, when it's not the best idea to be doing something for your body in that time, but still knowing to help out your team where you can. That's the biggest thing, is being able to help out your team, because even though you're not actively involved in the event, you're still helping them. And for me, that, like, seeing them succeed even when I wasn't actively on the field, because I helped them, it made me feel so much better because I was a part of it. And even when you're injured, if they're truly your teammates, they'll still be there to bring you into the celebrations, to make sure that you're a part of it, even though you may not be able to set foot on the field.
Yeah, I mean, it's injuries is like I would say it's just an obstacle in the road. But you will reach your main goal eventually, but it takes time, and that rehab process is going to take time, and it's
Yeah.
more of a healing process for you. Yeah.
And I will say, kind of going off of that, like the healing process and all that, one thing an injury does help with, and is a blessing in disguise, is it allows you time to step back and think. Think
Yeah.
about what you can do better, but also what you want out of life. Because as a college athlete, you have to remember you're not a professional athlete. You have to look at, okay, this is a time where education comes first. This is what I want to do with my education, is what I want to do with life, not my sport. Because, like I said before, 2% of college athletes become professional. So what you do with college, what you do in college is what you're making your life into. So that's one chance to reflect. And that's one thing I really learned from the injuries that I gained over the past couple of years, is I was able to step back and go, okay, am I happy with how I've been playing in the past? Am I happy with who I've become? Yes. Do I need to, is this the major that I want to do? Yeah, I love it. And is this something I want to do for the rest of my life? And it just, yes. And that injury really allowed me to take a step back and analyze life and what I really needed out of life. And that was my education, and realizing that there is more outside of sports, and that the anxieties are there, but sometimes these injuries can really be a blessing to just allow you time to think, because that's what we all are craving, is just that extra time to
Yeah.
just step back and observe. And that's the one thing, even though it can be traumatic sometimes, it just allows you to assess what life is, and when you have that kind of safety net around you mentally to help you through that, and your friends socially, through the trainers, through the coaches, when they allow you that time, you can really get a lot out of life, even more than you would have gotten without the injury. So every time, as much as I hate it, every time I get injured, I just say, okay, I'm still alive. I still have 10 fingers, 10 toes, all my limbs, where the brain hopefully is still in the proper condition. And now it's time to figure out what's next out of life.
That's good. No, it's good to know that what's your next process and where to go from that. Yeah, go.
Yeah, no, with everything we talked about throughout this episode so far, honestly, like you said, it really can be a blessing in disguise. I know we it really does feel like there's not enough hours in the day sometimes. And so even though, as you mentioned, it can be really traumatic and it's really hard to digest something like that, it can be helpful just to honestly, it's forcing yourself to look back, reflect, understand kind of your purpose and your role and your future and what you want to do. And in today's day and age, I mean, everything's moving 120 miles per hour. It's hard. It's
You got
hard
to
to get a
pause for a
chance.
moment and think about where you are in life and where you want to succeed next. Sometimes it might be sports, sometimes it just might be even architecture. So if that's where your passion lies, you should follow that.
You mentioned kind of life movement at 120 miles an hour, like that's kind of the moment when if you feel like life is going too fast, I have, I'm guilty of it. Like there are times when I'm complaining, like I don't have enough time in the day, like you said, like I don't have time to do this. Those are also the moments where you take a step back and go, why is that? Is it just in my head, or is there actually an issue of me being overloaded? And I think that's one of the biggest problems with athletes too, is feeling like they're overloaded and not taking advantage of the time that they do have, or benefiting off of those moments where they do have that free time where they're just stressing about everything, and then actually understanding when I am overloaded, I have too much of my schedule, and that's when you really can dive into what can I cut out, or what can I arrange better, what can I do to really free up some time for myself to keep my mental health strong.
No, that man, that is such a good talking point. I relate to that so much now as I go through like the medical school process, and I'm already thinking about applying to residency. I feel like if I heard somebody else say that, I'd be like, are you crazy? Like, bro, you're not even in med school yet. Why are you thinking about this? But I just feel like it's so competitive nowadays in all aspects of life when it comes to getting jobs, internships, applying to grad school. It's almost like we're forced in a way to think about that, to think about what the next thing is. So we overload ourselves with so much. I'm very much guilty of that, to where I think, oh, I'll just, manage it better, or I'll be better at organization, I'll be more efficient. But it ends up feeling like that 120 miles per hour kind of feeling that we just discussed. So it's, I don't know, it'll be interesting to see how things go. But
I
that was
mean,
a great point.
you talked about kind of the future and how we're always trained to look towards the future. I mean, I'm in a human behaviors class right now. My professor Philip Plowright, he kind of emphasized that, I'm a design major. Architecture is a design major, so we're always thinking about people and how we act. And one of the biggest things is people living in the future and looking towards the future, which is a good thing, but we forget to live in the present and actually enjoy our time where we're always thinking about the next thing. And I mean, it's one thing that unfortunately, like our brains, we can't get away from it, but you just have to use as much mental power as you can to kind of stabilize yourself to the ground, realize where you are. And I mean, it's such a cliche to like say, like, oh, live in the moment, but
That is so
it's
true.
something that you just have to remind yourself every day. And like, as much as you forget about it, as much as time flies, especially as you get older, I mean, we're still young. We're still 21, 22 years old, 23, 24, but you realize that every second that goes by is something that you could have is probably a regret, but you just have to treat every moment and use it as much as you can.
I say it's good to look in the future. Like, I'm always thinking about what I'm going to do if I have my own practice, like, the dentistry. But we forget, like, yes, right now, what is the next step? Because we don't know what's going to be in the next step. We don't know where we're going to be in the next month.
Of
So
course.
the prep, the like the main objective is that focus on the present and try to do well each day and see how you can benefit from that, and always take care of yourself, because
Course.
that's how you're going to be developing yourself with time management skills like you do. Because as athletes, you need to know how to manage time, or else you're going to get lost, basically.
And I think one thing you have to remember too is like, especially in our academics, that a lot of people forget is every moment that you're using looking towards the future, that something that like you can't control is a second that you're wasting learning something that you can use to change that outcome that you want to so like greatly avoid. And you have to use every second you can to learn as much as you can to really make yourself a better person. And whether that's learning something about yourself, about your surroundings, about your friends, about your major, like you need to take every second to either work on yourself or just understand what's around you.
Right. Yeah. No, with how things are going right now, there's so much newness in the world with everything that's going on, and it's exciting times, it's scary times, feels like everything's changing,
Yeah.
like some things are staying the same forever, but
Yeah.
we really don't know, and just living in the moment is
I always
more
say it's a
important than ever.
complicated time, you know. You don't know what's gonna happen next. It's just
Yeah.
up and downs, really.
Yeah, I mean, the future is so uncertain that the only thing that's certain is the present.
Yeah, that's gonna be a quote. That's a bumper sticker right there.
Yeah, we're gonna put that on
And
the logo.
yeah, but no, thanks for joining us so much today, Ian.
Of
We're gonna
course.
kind of wrap up here. Any
But
closing
I
thoughts?
think before we go, I wanna
Yeah.
ask you, like, what would you give some tips to future athletes, you know, who want to, you know, be a
Yeah.
goalkeeper at the school, or who wants to, you know, follow that student athlete lifestyle?
Yeah, kind of quickly, I'll wrap it up. So, one thing that I would say is that your sport is what you fell in love with at the beginning, is what you enjoy doing. Don't treat it like anything more than what it is. It's something for you to relax, to kind of keep care of your body, kind of take care of your body, and it's something just to have fun with. Because when you forget that you're just there to have fun, and that that's why you fell in love with it at the beginning, is when your mental health, when your body will start to decline and kind of give up on you. You can't let the sport play you. You have to play the sport. And you have to just really enjoy every second, because you don't know when that the last moment is the last. And I think that's one thing that even I like kind of forgot many times. I thought that, you know, I had to play, train, act like a professional athlete, when really what I am is just a person who's trying to enjoy my time and really enjoy the sport. And that's the biggest thing I can say, is to treat every moment with your sport like it's the last you have with it, and just have as much fun as possible, because that's how you're going to be the best person you can. And that's what you have to say with life too, is just have as much fun as possible until the end, until you can't anymore.
No, that
Wow, that were yet.
that's awesome. That sounds so good, just as you said it. I mean, I have nothing else to add to
Yeah.
that. That was really good. We need to have you back on the podcast soon.
Of
I'm
course,
sure.
anytime, anytime. I'm happy to do it. It was very fun. Thank
Yeah.
you again for inviting me. It was a big honor to be asked.
No,
Yeah,
thank
no.
you, man. Thank you.
No, this still so yeah. So for everyone who's listening right now, this is Ian again from LTU. So we'll be on YouTube, Spotify. And feel free to contact him. We'll have his socials
And
down in the
if Todd
description.
Bowley wants to hire a goalkeeper, he's
Yeah.
also available. Just out there, I'm just putting it out there. So,
Well,
and all you.
thank you very much again, guys. I had a blast. I'm always happy to be on. Just let me know, and I'm
Yeah.
happy to pull up to Wisconsin. Always happy to be home.
Yeah,
So,
no
thank you
worries.
again.
We'll reconnect. Take care. Good luck with this season, next season, training, school, academics. All the above. I guess it really is going 120 miles per hour.
Oh yeah,
But you
but
got this, man. You got it.
Yeah.
just slow down, smell the roses, and enjoy life, you know. Thank you guys
Exactly,
again.
man.
I really
Exactly.
appreciated it.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us,
Thank
man.
you,
We'll
man.
catch up
Of
soon.
course. Of course. Hopefully school goes right for you guys. Finish out the year strong for me.
Yeah, we will. You do it for us too, man. We'll be watching. We'll be watching.
Oh yeah. I'll let you know about it next time we see each other in person.
Yeah, no worries, man. Take care.
All right, you too, guys.
That's going to wrap up our interview with Ian Giannis. I thought that was a really good interview. I think we touched on a lot of big points.
Oh yeah, I mean, I think he taught me a lot of things. I mean, being a student athlete,
Yeah.
how much it takes, like, out of your time on daily basis, going to classes and focusing on your sport too.
Yeah.
Just like getting that support system that he got, like he got from his coaches and his mental health advisors, I think
Yeah.
was really important. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know he mentioned earlier too, like being an architecture major, a lot of the schools weren't really like understanding of that and willing to work with him because it's such an intensive major. Architecture is very hard. I know all you architecture majors out there, I know it is difficult. So
Yeah.
that's awesome that he's doing sports and being, you know, an architecture major because the
Right.
coursework's so intensive, it requires a lot of your time.
And not only that, it just
Yeah.
it also requires that creative thought
Yeah.
process to it, right? The
Yeah.
time it takes to develop like some kind of model to present in front of the class or with
Yeah.
the teacher, or as we know, he's working for a company too, right?
Yeah.
So
That's yeah.
it takes a lot of his own time to kind of work on it and then build like a really good program so that he can actually show it to people, which it's just really hard, especially for a student athlete. He he's taking time out of his schedule to fix that, right? And not only that, working on the nutritional side of it too.
Yeah.
So.
No, that kind of leads me into what I was just about to bring up, actually. You know, the triangle method that we always talk about. I know you guys have heard about this before, but anytime you go into school or whatever you're doing, it's like, well, you can't have everything, right? You have academics, eating, sleep, social.
Right.
We added exercise and nutrition into there because it really does help you just excel in multiple aspects of life, as we talked about in the interview. So I think that was really awesome that we were able to touch on that and hear from Ian's experiences.
Right. I mean, it's like a pillar. So I'd say, like, for a house to be, like, stable, if the pillar, one of them, is broken down, it shows a sudden imbalance, right?
Right, yeah.
So if you mess up on the food and you don't take care of your nutritional side of it, it's gonna affect the other three.
Yeah, no, so. I agree. It's like a cascade effect to where you need all of those things equally and where you can't really have an imbalance of it because it has so much widespread effect on your life, academics, social. Like, it just, I mean, everything's just interconnected and it really works together.
Mm-hmm. And I think for, like, future, like, for people out there, if you can focus on that little aspect on each three pillars, it's going to really help your lifestyle. It's going to take some time to change, but that change is for the good. So it's going to really help you become your new version of yourself, or just try to, like, maybe if you're trying to be the best version, it's going to take time. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah. No, I think for me, one of the pillars I really need to work on is, it's no secret, it's definitely nutrition. Nathan will be the first to tell you, our other roommate, that, I mean, I'm really bad. I definitely need to learn how to cook more. So that's... Sorry, guys. I'm battling some illness right now, actually.
You're good.
No, yeah. So I would definitely work on my nutritional skills.
For me, I think it's going to be a little bit of each, actually. Mm-hmm. I would say sleep, nutrition. I mean, even though I'm eating, it also can be like, are you eating because you're just eating? Or are you just trying to match this quota?
Actually, it genuinely feels like eating sometimes gets in the way. Mm-hmm. Like, you just have so much work to do and it's all time blocked and you're meticulously crossing things off. It's like, oh man, I literally forgot to eat today. Like, now I have to force myself to eat. Not enjoying what I'm eating. I'm just eating because I feel like I have to.
And that's something we'll be talking about in the next few podcasts, is about the different levels of eating. Like, there could be stress eating, which can be negatively impactful. And there is, like, how to manage the right amount of food that you should eat per day. Or, like, if you're trying to lose weight or trying to gain, there's a certain... Well, you can't just follow some certain keto diet and think it's going to be okay, because it's not really going to be helpful for you.
Yeah.
Even though it's out there in the internet.
Yeah.
You know, follow this diet plan.
Yeah.
And it's going to be okay, but... You might need to talk to someone, a nutritionist, or someone who can help you guide through that process, because not everybody is going to work the same way. So,
yeah, no, that actually kind of leads us into what we're actually going to introduce to you guys next episode. So be sure to comment down below whether you want us to dive into more of the clinical aspects with sports psychologists or more of the nutritional aspects, and we can have nutritionists on, sports dedicated dietitians that actually have worked with sports teams and student athletes and all of that. Be sure to drop that down below, as that'll help us keep giving you guys the kind of content that you want to see. So that, I think we kind of touched on everything. I'm glad we were able to have that great conversation with Ian and really highlight some of those points.
I think it's good. Yeah, I'm just excited for the next one.
Yeah, no, I guess without further ado, guys, that's kind of wrap up everything we have here. Be sure to use the comfort link down below. It'll be in the description of this video if you're watching on YouTube. Be sure to share, retweet, send to all your friends, parents, grandparents, brothers, sisters.
I think they got it.
We cannot emphasize enough. Please do help us grow this community.
Look, I got a comfort, and it's pretty good. It's pretty cozy. So
I'm telling you, man.
The only way you can really understand if you like it or not is to wear it. So buy it, wear it, see it.
I'm not even capping. I was wearing my comfort hoodie, and two people have called me saying, I was actually thinking about buying that hoodie. I was like, you know what? I have a discount link for you. So if you guys also want that kind of interaction, be sure to share the discount link with all your friends, because it really is good quality material. Like, they're not paying us to say all this. We genuinely believe in the product, and it has, like, it's
Trust
awesome.
Me, we're not getting paid.
We are not getting paid. But
yeah.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. I can't say enough good things about them. We're glad they took a chance on us, so we're just trying to help them out, and it helps us out, right. And we donated to a great cause at the end of season one.
Yeah, that's it, I think. Yeah. That's wrapped. Yeah,
so that's going to be all from us. Be sure to drop your favorite moments, favorite highlights so far, things we can improve on for future episodes down below, and we're looking forward to hearing from you guys after the next episode.
Yes, I guess that's it.
Yeah, that's all from HQ. See you guys.